Castology.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Castology, the podcast where we, your castologists, recommend and review podcasts because you like listening to podcasts as much as we do.
Certainly.
You're really perfecting the Shatner pausing.
Yeah. Yeah. I try my best. So if you're joining us for the first time, what we do here is we each bring a podcast that we would like to recommend to our fellow castologists and to you, our listening audience. And then we go back and we review the podcast that we recommended last week. I am Zane C. Weber, here with
Elizabeth Best
and
Nick Bleeker.
No pauses this week.
No.
I think the joke's finally done.
I know. I told you, when it gets to me,
yeah,
it's
honestly,
over.
It kind of died. Well done.
And so this week, let's just jump straight into it.
Okay.
Let's just get into it.
For sure.
We don't have a theme this week, so we're all just bringing a podcast.
Yep.
I'm going to go first because I'm hosting it.
Do it.
This week, I'm recommending Second Life.
The game.
Which is not,
it's not
about
the
game.
Okay.
What a shame.
So it is a podcast that is hosted by Hillary Kerr. Now, Hillary Kerr basically interviews women, female entrepreneurs who have at some point had done a big drastic shift in their life and career.
A pivot,
if
you will.
Oh, well, God. Yeah, if you will, or they're now in the second chapter of their career.
Mm-hmm.
And just how they got to where they are and what they're doing. So really big names that she has that she's interviewed. I particularly recommend for us, because we're Australians, Miranda Kerr.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was in my high school.
Really?
Yeah.
At the same
time?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
We're not the same age, but she was at the school at the same time that I was at the school.
Awesome.
That I'm not going to mention.
Of course. So Miranda Kerr is a supermodel, but now she is the founder and CEO of Cora Organics.
Oh, that's what she is. I thought that was Goop.
No. What?
Goop.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow is
Goop. Oh, shit. Don't worry. I don't know anything about
anything.
This shit.
Also, I really enjoyed Gucci Westman, who makeup artist and Westman Atelier founder and creative director.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
and this will make us feel hopeful that when robots take over our current jobs, that our second job will be much more beneficial and fruitful.
For sure.
Yeah. So it is basically about like making the choice to change, and then that process of starting up and kind of building something from what you've had before, specifically for women, women of all ages. It's very, very interesting. Like, I don't really listen to many business type podcasts, and this one was one that just kind of came up on my maybe you'll enjoy this, and I was like,
maybe I will.
I don't think I will, but let's give it a try. And yeah, I actually really enjoyed it.
Nice.
So it's not an everyday podcast for me, but it's definitely like something I am having a neutral day and I would like to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll listen to one of these episodes.
Neato.
Great.
So that is Second Life with Hillary Kerr.
Excellent.
I love it.
Let's go to Liz.
Jesus Christ, that sounded scary. Okay. Welcome to a tale of love, adventure, and organ theft. So this is the team behind radio drama parody podcast and live show, The Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Ooh. Is that the moustache dude, Paul F.
Yeah, it's one of.
He's part of the acting team, but this is Ben Acker and
the
Ben Blacker.
Players.
Great.
Look, I'm stretching by calling it a podcast. It's a bit of a stretch. It's a recorded audio series that they're also calling an audio book, and they're also calling a recorded audio series. But because it's like a 6-episode, I'm calling it a limited series podcast.
Sure.
It's an Audible original, so you have to have Audible to have it. It is a fun little scripted fictional comedy series written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker, starring Meg Ryan, Darcy Carden, Rachel Bloom, Thomas Lennon, Sam Richardson. This is Ed Begley Jr. It's silly. I liked it. It made me happy.
If you are comparing it to Thrilling Adventure Hour,
it's not performed in front of a live audience kind of thing.
Okay.
It is,
but like in tone of the stories.
It's got a similar kind of wit to it, cool. Which is what I really liked. It felt like a familiar coat to put on, but of a different fabric. If that
awesome.
Makes
nice.
sense. There is one performance I wasn't too crash hot about, but I'll say more about that in review week.
Sure.
But yeah, it's basically a story about so best friends and partners in crime, they steal kidneys. So Darcy Carden will seduce the guy, and then her best mate they'll sedate him and then cut the kidney out and then go off. But she falls in love with one of them.
Oh no.
With one of the targets.
Right.
So it's ridiculous and stupid and hilarious, and it felt like a familiar friends kind of thing for me. And plus, like, Rachel Bloom is in it, and she's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and I love her. And
yeah,
I love Darcy Carden because Good Place. And
of course,
I'm looking forward to this. It sounds fun.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
It's fun. It's nothing earth shattering or life changing, but it's just enjoyable.
Excellent.
So yeah, Cut and Run. It's called. Did I actually say that ever?
You didn't.
It's called Cut and Run.
Great name.
How long are the episodes?
About half an hour, I think.
Okay.
Half an hour to 40 minutes. I don't remember.
And you said it wasn't a live recording.
No. So okay. it's a scripted audio.
Sure. Okay.
Drama, comedy, not drama at all. It's comedy. It's ridiculous, and I love it.
Cool.
All right. What about you,
Nick? Speaking of. Oh my God. Speaking of comedies, I'm going to recommend something that's not. And it's called the Catch and Kill podcast with Ronan Farrow.
Oh, I like it. What's it about? I've never heard of it. It says Catch and Kill.
Big content warning. This is basically Ronan Farrow's doing investigation on Harvey Weinstein.
Oh,
yay. Angry making.
I
can see it in Zane's face.
No, it's okay. You've got Ben Acker and Ben Blacker to cushion the fall. Maybe. Yeah,
we'll do this first next week. That's fine.
It's a big fall.
But this is basically going through not just Harvey Weinstein, but also just powerful men in Hollywood and the shit that they get up to. It's pretty full on, but it's excellent investigative journalism. Lots of different things that sort of pop up, you know. Big asterisk, I didn't realize this, but Ronan Farrow is Woody Allen's child, or related to Woody Allen in some respect, I think.
So, as in the son of Mia?
Yes.
Farrow?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
I forgot the name, but yes, Mia Farrow. But yeah, so it's all done, but he gets multiple guests on, and there's lots of little different bits and pieces to it. So there's, like, you know, people that are undercover, people that are, you know, inserted into, like, you know, President Trump's sort of campaigns and stuff like that. So
don't say inserted into,
yeah, actually
Trump,
that's bad
sentence.
Just
don't
censor
wanna...
that bit. It's really strong journalism, and it's pretty tough, but it's,
is Ronan Farrow a journalist or just doing,
I think he's a writer, isn't he? Pretty,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish I had the answers. I know that when you ask a question and look at me, I usually have an answer, but
normally
I don't have an
answer.
You won a Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah, okay, cool.
It's probably a journalist.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes. But yeah, so the Catch and Kill podcast.
Okay. Who is it produced by? Is it in...
Pineapple Street Studios.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a news organization.
No, it's not actually, because Pineapple Street have done something else as well. The name rings a bell. But yeah, so it's not like, it's not in affiliation with, like, the New York Times or,
cool,
Washington Post or anything like that.
I mean, I am dreading it, but I am also very interested in it. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, those are our recommendations for this week. Let's jump into the podcasts we recommended last week and what we thought about them. I want to start with mine once again. So I recommended Story Pirates, which is a podcast for kids, written by kids, inspired by kids' stories written by and performed by adults. So I really enjoyed this podcast. What did you all have to think about it?
This is flipping adorable.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is flipping, and I didn't want to swear. Normally I would have said the F word, but it's a kids podcast, so I feel like I can't. So it's flipping adorable. I love it. I'm charmed by it. I immediately want to sit down and make my nephew listen to it, but I don't think he can pay that much attention. But I love hearing the little bits where they get the kid who made the story to talk.
Yes.
And it's adorable. And little nerd Liz back in primary school is so excited to hear these kids' stories, because I would have lost my, what can I say that's not the S word, sugar. I would have lost my sugar when I was a kid.
Where is my sugar?
If I had have heard my own story recreated on a podcast.
Yeah, I'm the exact same kind of nerd. Like, I would have been writing in every
I
week.
I know. I would have gone, pick me, oh God.
This is perfect for kids. I don't know if for adults, though. I listened to it and I thought it was...
As a performer, I want to be involved
in it. I think, yeah, as just the whole operation itself is just... insane. But I was like sitting there, and the one thing that I was, because I listened to the episode with Joe Lo Trujillo, and I felt like if someone was doing acid and listened to this, it would, like, I think they would have a seizure.
Don't ask your parents what acid is.
They would have, oh yeah, but they would also have a fucking flipping seizure.
You've watched kid shows, right?
Yeah.
Like, Noddy is scary.
He's scary as fuck.
And Teletubbies is not for adults.
And also, Brum, scary. Miss Brum, by the way. But this, I was like, man, if someone's drunk, or high and listening to
this. Do you remember
this?
Liftoff, holy, that doll without a face? Like, yes. That shit is creepy.
And did you talking backpack?
Yes.
Kid stuff is scary and that shit scars you. And this is what this podcast will do.
But it's not that. Like, this isn't on its face creepy. It's no, just kind of has a real
kids
manic
wacky
energy.
Ideas.
There is the energy in this is at like a flipping billion percent or whatever works for kids. I don't know, a billion jelly beans, but there's a lot of energy with this. And sometimes I was like, oh my god, this is so overwhelming. But yeah, I was like, I would give this to any of my friends' kids at whatever a certain age where they can actually comprehend.
Yeah
I mean, honestly, I think it would work perfectly. I think the listening to this, like with my own nephews and nieces, I probably wouldn't just put it on for them to listen to. I'll be like, okay, let's write a story while listening to other people's stories that have been made, or other kids' stories that have been made.
Absolutely.
Yeah, to get them into it. But yeah, I'm glad that you both enjoyed it. It was super
cute.
Charming.
So cute.
Let's go on to, who did we do next last week? Let's go on to,
jeez, I can't remember.
Nick.
Oh shit. So my recommendation was, Liz just took a deep breath. Oh, this is great. So my recommendation was Tiny Meat Gang. So two comedians, Cody Coe and Noah Miller, talk a lot of shit. Zane's scratching his mic stand. So both of you are really
upset.
We've
got stuff to say.
I'm really excited. They shoot the shit, talk about internet beefs and different things, their personal lives, all this other shit. How much did you guys hate it?
Do you want me to read my notes?
Yes.
Nope, 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 nope. Boy club bullshit. I hate it.
That is a great poem. Nope, 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 nope.
Boy club bullshit. I hate it.
I love it. You should just title the episode.
I tried three episodes because I thought maybe I've just got the one episode that's a locker room talkie episode. And then I got to the second locker room talkie episode. And then I got to the third Like, I couldn't avoid episodes where they were talking about fucking eating pussy. I never got to the fart jokes because I like the fart jokes, but one of them, they were like making fun of a girl gamer, which felt, when they were making fun of stuff, it felt like they were punching down whenever they were making fun of stuff. And then they were talking about locker roomy talk that just turned me off, and the way that their attitudes toward when they spoke about women in general just made me cranky. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
I did try three episodes.
How far back did you go, though?
Oh, fucked if I know. I'm not. These people aren't taking up my brain anymore.
This is so funny. while Liz looks, what did you think, Zane?
I also tried a few. I also, like, these are the kind of people that I don't like hanging around with. And I don't think it's so much that they're punching down. It's just that they have no... They don't really have any compunction about where they're punching. So they'll take fun of Antonio Banderas and of the waitress that served them at the coffee bar the other day. I don't like it. I think for me, this is what you all thought of Shut Up a Second. I think if you were attached to the personalities and you'd gone on this journey with them and you're like, hey, yeah, they're idiots, but they're my friends. You could probably get along in this kind of
vibe. I think you've got to like the
vibe.
Personalities because they don't, there's no, I already hate podcasts where there's no rhyme or reason of where they talk. Yeah. Okay, so I listened to pretty recent episodes.
Cool.
So
yeah,
I listened
to
Everyone's on OnlyFans.
Yep.
I listened to one called Girl Gamers and I also listened to one called Starting a Cult because I thought if any episode is going to grab me.
I didn't get Girl Gamers. I went to the other two that you listen to. I also listen to is like Charity, and yeah, it's
It's fine. What it is. There's nothing like it's just the anti-Liz podcast because it doesn't feel feminist and it doesn't feel
that's the thing. It doesn't have
it's
a
boy
message.
Club bullshit. Yeah.
I also think that
and some boy clubs I want to be a part of. Can I preface this by saying I'm not one of those women who's just like men disgusting. Like I have more male friends than I have female friends, and I also am quite happy to have a fart joke or a piss joke or a
I'm not.
I know you're not, but I am the type of girl who is normally part of the boy club, and this, yeah. No.
I feel like if you have the context of their humor, perhaps from what they've done on YouTube,
possibly,
I think maybe, yeah. maybe. That's I mean, the obviously, thing. If like, the podcast hadn't worked, then the YouTube
also
probably
like
work anyway.
I kind of put this in the same vein as like the Friendly Geordies podcast.
Oh God, yeah. Okay.
Friendly Geordies has a very big YouTube presence, but the podcast is like that presence without any effort. It's literally them just sitting down and talking.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what this is. It's kind of like least effort, let's amuse ourselves and put it out and see if anyone else is amused.
Yeah.
And like obviously you've latched onto that.
Yeah.
Because you know them from other places. And like maybe if you found them other places you would enjoy this with that context. But yeah, this was a tough one for me because it was like I don't want
to. I tried really hard.
I really think that the problem I think that you guys have is I think I probably should have picked episodes for you to listen to that were not recent.
I think that way I
could probably go, all right, I know that this one's got a ton of fart shit stuff in it. Liz is probably going to dig it.
Dick jokes.
Zane,
into that.
I can't win with for this. So I'll just give him the stupidest one possible.
Yeah.
But I think
blow like, these
dumb
bagpipes.
Dumb shit makes me happy. Yeah, like if Dumb People Town was on one of my top podcasts that Zane had recommended in the past. I love it when people do dumb shit and when they talk about dumb shit. But when it sounds like it's got a little like, and sure, they might not be, you know, they're not indiscriminate with who they punch, basically. But it felt like a few of the times that I was listening, they just had a really yuck way of speaking about women, and I didn't like
it.
Yeah, absolutely, because they're guys, and guys aren't monitored. They don't address their privilege, and so they punch down.
But
It's gross in a not okay way.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's there really are some dumbass jokes that men can make that aren't hitting or that aren't punching down on women. I don't know. I don't know any other way to say that.
Fair.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's all right. Honestly.
No, boy club bullshit. I hate it.
Full disclosure, I have not listened to the show this show fell victim to like the whole COVID. I've stopped listening
maybe
to podcasts.
Maybe they got lazy. Maybe they got really lazy and just like, what are we going to do in lockdown? Yeah. Let's talk about it.
You can only make fun of cunnilingus if you really, really enjoy it, because otherwise you're just a bad person.
Good point.
Yeah, well, the way that they were doing it, just you heard the same episode that I did, didn't you? Yeah.
Tell me the episode off air so I can...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
Because I really want to know. Because if that's got the kind of shit that they've stooped to, then I probably won't even come back and listen
to it. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Yep.
Okay, so from hour-long bro-y...
Dude bro nation.
Let's go on to 1 minute long wholesome joke telling.
Wholesome town. All right, I just called to tell you a joke. It's Josie calls up her mates. Josie Steele calls up her friends and just tells them a joke. Sometimes they're adults, sometimes they're kids. Sometimes they want to tell her a joke back. Sometimes they've been saving one up all week sometimes they've been like hoping that they'd get the joke call from her, and I didn't think I would catch on to this as much as I did, but it just made me a little bit happy. What did we think?
Very sweet. I love it. It's great. Honestly, it's like
it's nothing,
to,
but
like
it's
listen
great.
To half the show, like the half the seat, like the fucking
you just
show
listen to half
minutes.
Of it, and you're just like, oh, I've just listened to a billion joke, but you're just like,
there's no preface or no end. It's just ring, 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 ring. Hey, you know, whoever you are. This is the joke, and it's either super simple or it's stupid, and the reaction sometimes is a big laugh or sometimes it's like, okay.
I like the reactions more than the jokes. Like sometimes when they're terrible. I love when her friends are just like, oh my God, I was so scared I wasn't going to get the joke, but then I got it and I'm so happy with myself.
Does that happen often to either of you? You don't get jokes?
No.
I don't think I've ever not gotten a joke. Like, I have not found a joke funny.
I can understand something's not funny, but I've never gone, I don't get it. Unless it's like sometimes visual jokes.
Sure.
I don't get it. Or like a reference to something. But if it's like a pun joke, I normally get it.
I love the word pun. Puns. It's just like...
I like this podcast because it's not about the joke. It's about not. The fun. It's about like, hey, let's have a fun interaction and share that with people. I think that that's what it is.
It's injecting something into somebody else's day that's a moment of levity. Yes.
I loved her interaction with the kids. I think that was really fun.
Yeah.
And I really loved her dad.
Yes. it's just such a simple idea for a podcast, and you're totally right. It's never about the joke, because some of the jokes are fucking awful.
Yeah.
But the way that people appreciate her telling them, and they're like, oh, that, like some people even go, oh, that made my day. Thank you. Mm. That was great.
Yeah, and it's just like a little bit of positivity that you get to kind of get a little bit of side glow from.
It's the definition of good for the soul podcast.
Yeah,
I think,
absolutely.
Because there's not like big intro, outro spiels, they do just run together, so you can just listen to it. Like it's the ultimate binge because you don't feel like you're listening.
You just accidentally listen to a billion episodes.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I did. I was
because you could just be calling another person.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
This is very fun. If you're feeling down, have a listen to this one.
I'm glad that you liked it.
The puns are forgivable.
Yeah, look, it's because it's not about the pun.
No.
I love how when she's telling a joke that's not like a question answer, she's like, oh, this isn't so much of a joke such as a thing that just happened to me recently.
Yeah.
You're like, it's not called, I just called to tell you a thing that just happened to me recently. That's not what the podcast is called. Cool.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, that's it. That's another episode done.
Oh, my God.
Done.
Yep. So the podcast that we recommended this week, so Nick, you recommended
The Catch and Kill with Ronan Farrow. I lost my list.
We literally just spoke about it.
We're kind of on theme. Yours is called The Catch and Kill. Mine's called Cut and Run.
Mine's called Second Life.
Oh, yeah. No, well, it does because
if
like,
we catch and kill, then you cut and run to your second life.
Oh, no. Why do we do this?
And of course, you had Cut and Run, which is about
organ theft, love, adventure,
comedy.
Oh, yeah. Ben Acker and Ben Blacker, Thrilling Adventure Hour team.
And I had Second Life, which is a podcast about female entrepreneurs living their second chapter. So yeah, if you want to recommend your podcast to us or podcasts that you think we would particularly enjoy, you can reach out on social media on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter, or you can go to our home on the web, thatsnotcanon.com/castology, where there is a form that you can fill out, and we will listen to all the podcasts that are suggested to us, but we may not recommend
them.
But we might.
Yes.
I haven't been doing that much recently. I should get back onto that.
I'm just about to dive back in after my success with the What Shall We Do About Having... Mm,
yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Don't forget that our rate, review, subscribe competition thing is still running. So if you want to give us a 5-star review and send us a screenshot of your review being published, we will put you in the draw to win a $50 voucher to a merchant of your choice.
Any merchant that is legal.
Yes.
Stop thinking about illegal merchants.
No brothels. No heroin. No.
But until then, I've been Zane C. Weber here with
Elizabeth H. Best
and
Nick Bleeker.
We'll be back same time next week with more recommendations just for you.
Recommendations.
Available now from Manola Theatre. Begotten, a 5-part audio drama.
There's a moment when a gift becomes a curse. I don't recognize my body.
I was born with something broken inside me.
I threw all the knives away yesterday.
It played out in my head like a film, like something that had already happened.
That was the day he began to follow me home.
It was a betrayal, I knew that. But I did it anyway.
I've lost track of how many nights I've spent down here.
I'm on my way to tell him.
But surely you know by now what actually happened.
Alice.
Eileen.
Clea.
Hazel.
Leisha.
Audiences are calling Begotten emotional, raw, powerful, spellbinding, and heart-touching. Stage Whispers praises the visual images that sing and says, we are left dancing with the ghosts of the 5 women, their hopes and dreams, the compromises they have made and lived with. Begotten is released fortnightly via your favourite podcasting platform or can be accessed in full at manolatheatre.com.au.